I'm really waiting for flannel to not be in again.
To not be in?
Yeah, I hate when flannel's in because I like to wear it. But then I go out and I see everybody else who's wearing it. I'm like, I don't like these guys.
You don't want to be a hipster?
No. It's really unfortunate when a new trend embraces things that you like.
Because then everybody that's douchey wears it.
Yeah.
Or does it.
Me and John Goodman are just pissed. What are we supposed to wear?
And lumberjacks. Mm. They're real pissed.
I heard Eddie Vedder actually, say, we didn't start a trend. Grunge wasn't a fashion style. We're in Seattle. It's cold. That's what we wore.
That's what they wore. Exactly. I just find it comfortable. And I sewed this button on myself.
It looks
good. After it fell off. Yeah, it's the wrong color thread.
Yeah, I don't.
I started doing that on purpose on my shorts.
Really?
The wrong color thread.
The wrong color. I mean, I'm pretty proud of it. It does remind me to point it out.
You can sew a button. I can't sew a button.
Well, I rented this book. Rented. Rented this book called How to Sew a Button.
Nice.
I had a really good technique.
I can do it. I can't do the knot, to the tie-off knot so that it doesn't pull back through. I can't do it.
You don't even, this book has a technique. You don't even need a knot.
What do you do?
I'm trying to remember.
I don't know. I learned from an Esquire article. So
you go, it's basically you go in and out. And then you go through the stalk of thread you created. And then around. And then through it again. And then you just cut it off. You don't even have to tie anything.
Hmm.
I know. Because I'm not good at knots either.
I might have to check this book out.
How to Sew a Button by some broad.
By some broad. Yeah, nice. <don't>
All right, you guys ready?
I think
I'm
so.
Done with my sandwich. Oh, this is going to be complicated.
Do we need to talk about how we're going to do this game if we're going to do it?
Well, we'll start the show first.
Well, but what if we don't? Because then you want to argue about the rules on the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I didn't come up with 10. I think I have 3.
Oh, well, this...
But I could make more. You'll go first. Maybe I'll add some.
Okay.
I was figuring there'd be some editing on the fly.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't know if we all have the same number of things that are untrue.
On yours?
10.
I just have 3
but I'm
things.
I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with all true. Of them.
That's okay.
They can all be fake then.
Most of them are jokes, yeah.
Okay.
That's all right, too. Mm. I'll come up with some.
Okay.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Wagon wheel. Still in the vein.
Right.
Headed down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way to North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made
I don't
it
want
down
to
the
start
coast
yet.
In 17
just
hours.
To a little
picking me a
birdcage
dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby
nice.
Tonight.
That got real nice.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me.
Hey, mama.
Rock
welcome.
Me, mama,
hello.
Like hi. I have Christina here.
Howdy.
And Matt.
Hello.
And they brought some nice music for us about a wagon wheel. That's all.
That's all.
We also brought cook. Oh, excuse me. I just ate a sandwich. Power ate a sandwich.
He really did. He inhaled it.
It was pretty good. But you also brought cookies.
I did.
So I thought we should just do a live.
And I usually put nuts in them, and I left them out because of your braces.
Thank you.
I knew you wouldn't be able to eat them if they had nuts in them.
You're not supposed to tell cyberspace that I have braces.
I mean...
They think I'm this hunk.
I mean, my braces.
Yeah, because of your... Okay, sure. So let's go ahead and we'll just do an unveiling here.
They are banana spice cookies, secret family recipe.
Ooh, banana spice.
Yeah, they're like little handheld banana breads. Mm.
They look very good. I smell them. I don't know. I'm putting them up to the microphone.
Like the
you
microphone.
Can smell them too.
Now in smell-o-vision or sound. I don't know what that
they
would
be. They do smell good. Are you guys having them or just me?
We're just going to sit here and stare at you while you eat one.
All right.
No. I'll eat one.
Okay.
Nat can't because he's vegan and they have butter and eggs in them.
Mm. You're eating that upside down.
Sorry.
Or maybe I
suppose
am.
I
they're your cookies.
Play-by-play.
Yeah.
Not play-by-play of our cookies.
So far.
Mm. About half done each. Taking their time chewing.
These are so good.
It's delicious.
Them.
Wow.
See who finishes first. Oh, Peter went for the whole big bite.
Well, you know.
In the spirit of the Olympics, that's
go
a gold medal.
Go big or go home. Yeah. That's what my coach always said. Wow. Mm. How kind of you to bring cookies.
I had
just for this, huh?
Two old bananas left, so I got it in my head. I was like, I'm making cookies.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could do that. That's a good way to use old bananas. I use them to weight down my trash bag in general, so I can really heave it in the dumpster. But everybody's got their own thing.
So I learned something about bananas not that long ago, and I don't remember where I read it, but apparently bananas, like as they're like ripening, they kind of give off like a gas.
Okay.
That like causes them to ripen even faster. So if you bring home your bananas and separate them all and like put them away from each other, they'll last longer.
Where the hell am I supposed to put all these individual bananas?
I tried that once and it looked ridiculous. There were just bananas like spread through my kitchen. I was like, this is
Is Donkey Kong living at your house? Just putting his bananas everywhere.
Like,
and then you go look for the last banana. You can't find it.
Right.
Hiding somewhere.
I'm pretty sure I had six.
Gets junk mail piled over it.
Yeah.
But I thought that was both weird and funny because I was like, who is actually like that concerned about their bananas lasting that they're like spreading them throughout their house?
It seems maybe the store where I go, everyone's just animals, but they just kind of seem to break off however many they want and just take that amount. I don't know if that's a sanctioned move at the grocery store or not.
It is.
Is it? That's okay.
It's sanctioned, but I don't understand how there's so many singles just left over.
Yeah.
You're
like,
just breaking
I
off the one.
Five, not six.
Right.
That's insane.
Well, that's like, you know, you wouldn't go to buy like grapes and they come in the bag, but they're sold by the pound. So everybody just buys the giant bags of grapes, but you really could take like the other bags and break off bunches because it's sold by the pound. But it looks weird. Like, have you ever, I've done it before and I felt awkward. Like, I'm like opening the package and ripping it apart. And I was like, this is weird. I'm never doing this again.
Yeah. That produce section really is the Wild West at the grocery store. Like, they have no idea what's going on. There's a rainstorm every so often in there.
People just grazing.
Yeah, just eating whatever they feel. Oh, I'll take a bite out of this potato. What the hell? I had a friend, too, who worked at the grocery store, and I went through. And when I buy produce, I don't put it in a bag.
We don't
separate
either.
Bag, because then you have 50 bags.
Unless
and they're
it's
the
like
worthless.
Wet, leafy stuff, and then I like jam like three things in there.
Yeah, just cram it all in. But it's like, they're worse bags, too. They're not normal bags, you know. And my friend was working at the store, and he was like, dude, don't just put your produce on here. It's going to get all dirty and stuff, which I was like,
go home and wash it.
I don't do that either. But it's just, I mean, how many bags do you need? I don't need a bag for each individual item that I'm buying at the store. I don't buy two things of macaroni and cheese and put each one in a freaking bag.
No.
Idiots. Speaking of grocery store, we have this Albertsons whiskey. Would either of you care to sample?
No.
Matt's feeling
brave. I can feel the sensation on the back of my throat just thinking about it.
I mean, you could just
squicks me out.
You could taste it if you wanted.
If I smelled it, I would gag.
Guzzling it.
Guzzling.
Whoa.
Like, she won't even sniff at a mixed drink that I have.
That's crazy. I mean, we're doing pretty good on this bottle here.
About a
third in.
I just bought a wine that's a mixture of peach wine and mead, which is honey wine.
Yeah.
Sounds super sweet. Not sweet enough for me.
That sounds, See, I don't like sweet. One time I went to a restaurant and they had a grab bag shot thing. They're like, just have, you know, whatever we decide, it's going to be $2. And I was like, let's do it, you know, expecting it was going to be something like this.
Right.
And it was some kind of creamsicle bullshit.
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, oh! Everyone else at the table is like, it's not bad. And I'm just hitting my hand on the table, dying.
Matt just made a funny face. It must have been delightful.
Did you smell it or just taste it?
I sipped it.
Oh, what do you think so far?
Oh.
Right here.
Powerful.
It's burning.
I mean, this is
still burning.
Yeah, it's a tradition of quality. Since, I mean, it doesn't say what
since
level of quality.
2009.
A tradition of very low port quality. Since 1939.
It's very syrupy.
Yeah.
And sweet, but just immediately burns.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Chemically is how I... Something you'd expect if 7-Eleven made a booze.
I mean, Colonel Quickie Mart's old Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah, I mean, just whatever the lowest form of... Ugh, okay.
This is the finest bourbon we could have for you.
You don't have to drink that if you don't want to.
But I'll probably sip
this one.
On it.
Okay, I'm going to just drink this one.
It's terrible, but I'll
I'm a sipper.
It.
I don't shoot
it. It's all
it.
Right.
Okay. So we went to Waterworld this week.
We did. Mm-hmm. We got Waterworld wasted.
Ah.
That does not mean that we actually drank at Waterworld. It's
no,
just
although
the sun.
Some of us should have.
Some of us should have?
Who? I should have.
You should have drank?
Uh-huh.
I think you would have been tired and done like way before you were then, though.
Probably true.
We should open our own water park that has booze and sandwiches in the lazy river.
I did eat 9 sandwiches or something that day.
So someone just should put a pool in their yard and just go over and have, you know, floating beer.
I did suggest that to Peter, that all Greeley people should get together and buy a house with a pool.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. So we were walking around and, you know, first thing, for whatever reason, I think just because I'm not used to being up at that hour. I was eating a sandwich on the way to the ride, which everyone seemed to think was not okay.
It was fine. It was just funny because you were just walking and eating the sandwich.
I mean, I was the only one walking and eating a sandwich, I guess. But
I mean, people are walking around with their ice cream cones.
Right?
I don't see how it's really different. It kind of is because it's a sandwich.
Yeah, but it was
not
good.
Not in a cone. If you put it in a cone, it'd be fine.
We rode a Pharaoh ride.
That was all right.
It was all right. I remember that being kind of horrifying as a kid.
Me too. Like that one and the dinosaur one scared the crap out of me. And now I was kind of like, this is lame.
You know, the dinosaur one, I just left my sunglasses on and it was great. Like, it was so dark. I had no idea what was going on.
You should have just went back and rode the storm one instead of what?
Probably.
Because that one was just all dark anyway.
I did find the T-Rex to be a little portly.
He had portly jowls.
His neck, he had a neck waddle.
And
when he barked at everybody that would jiggle around.
It was funny because, like, as an adult, the ride seemed, like, short, mm-hmm. but slow. We kept getting stuck. Like,
yeah,
we'd, like, bottom out or, like, hit, like, a slow part of the ride, and we just sit there until, like, people bumped up behind us. But, like, as a kid, I remember it being, like, super fast and, like, going up the sides of,
like
where
you
it
almost
banks.
Almost couldn't handle it, yeah.
Like, where it banks, like, being, like, vertical, like...
Right?
Hanging over the other parts of the tube, and it was like, I'm like, maybe because we're all adults and we're all fat and heavy now.
Maybe.
I mean,
there was a part on the Egyptian ride where we banged into someone else's tube, as happens, you know, and they're just like, hey, how's it going? And I was like,
right.
Fuck you, you're ruining the illusion of the entering the pyramid here.
Right? This is not conversation time. We're not chit-chatting. It's not picnic date.
Yeah. I'm supposed to pretend I'm Indiana Jones, not a guy in a swimsuit with no... shirt or shoes on
and it's sunglasses in a dark ride.
Yeah. Remembering to take my sunglasses off at the last minute for this poorly timed mummy to come out of the wall.
Did you guys
happen to use the bathroom at Waterworld at all?
I did.
Did you see, was there a sign in the ladies bathroom about diarrhea?
No, not that I there. They did have signs inside the stall doors that were like, ladies, do not flush your feminine products down the toilet because they will clog the system and don't do it. And I'm like, but that's everywhere. Everywhere has those signs.
That's kind of how the signs were of the diarrhea signs.
Okay.
There's a sign and it said, it was like, do not go in the water or here's some sort of hygiene things you need to do. The first one just said, if you are having diarrhea, don't get in the water. Okay. Which to me was like, do you really... Who's like, I'm going to push through this diarrhea and go to Waterworld? That's a good idea for me.
Guess,
I'm going to have a blast.
I guess if you develop it during the middle of the day, but I feel like at that point I'd just leave.
I mean, the Egyptian ride wasn't super intense, but if I was trying to hold in a diarrhea the whole time, I think it would add a level of intensity that I'm not prepared for.
This would be like some kind of like Indiana Jones movie where you have to just like replace the bag with the jewel or whatever.
Right?
Like,
Oh, and when they dump the tube out of the bottom, it's just filled with diarrhea.
Oh, they have to shut down the ride.
Who has to be? That's how it's sort of a similar rule, because I feel like ladies should be getting that speech. Basically, it should be, here's a tampon. Here's how it works. For the love of God, do not flush it down the toilet.
Right.
And then diarrhea should be like, oh, that's diarrhea. It sucks. Don't go out and do stuff when you have diarrhea.
Right.
Just stay home and have your private diarrhea time.
Wonder about the tampon thing or the feminine product thing. This place that's dealing with hundreds of thousands of gallons of water flowing through different systems to keep it clean, and they can't have a toilet that can handle a tampon.
It should just be like, release your tampons on the storm ride. It has the pressure to push it through the system. Yeah. Yeah, in the wave pool. Oh, can you imagine?
Smacking bloody tampons, smacking me in the face.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. A Band-Aid or an old ice cream cone is one thing, but a tampon is so like...
I did lose a Band-Aid in the wave pool.
Ew, I'm glad I didn't go in the wave pool.
You know what, though? If I remember correctly, you said I lost a Band-Aid, but I picked up another piece of trash to
ice cream wrapper or something. Yeah. Thing I grabbed on my way.
So cosmically evened it out. It actually helped me because I figured next time I get hit with a Band-Aid, I'll be like, maybe it was a guy who really was injured and just fully intended to keep the Band-Aid. Didn't just abandon it. It
right.
came off. He didn't know.
Well, he even had like special, like supposedly waterproof Band-Aids, and they were not sticking.
Yeah, fuck you, well. Livestrong.com. You don't know shit about Waterworld. There's also a thing on the thing, you know, there's a lot of stuff concerning if you have a kid in a diaper.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, check the diaper frequently, which, okay. Then there was one, too, that was like, wipe your child thoroughly, you know, if they're in a diaper, which I was like, again, I think you should be doing that. I mean,
common sense parenting.
I think as a parent, you can't really just say, oh, my kid takes a dump. I do one swipe and whatever's left is left.
Right.
I mean, you go till it's done. You don't just like decide, that's enough. How do you, no. You just go till it's clean, right?
I mean, don't know. I feel like places like Waterworld or Elitch's or even sort of the zoo are like a catch-all for bad parenting, trashy
people.
Yeah,
there's people. Some bad parenting going on.
And I don't
on.
Understand that because it's like, it's $40
How
to get into Waterworld.
$40 to take your five
$40,
kids
right, and like five kids.
Yeah. So clearly you're smart enough to have that much money.
I don't understand like why people are taking small children in there anyway. They can't ride any of the rides. Like you just have to carry them around all day and you wouldn't be able to do anything because you'd be just carrying this baby around all day.
That's like my parents.
Pay $40, take them to the little wading pool.
Right?
And yeah,
you could
right.
do for $5 at your local pool.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be happier with the $40 than the smile of a child, I think. I'm not sure what the price is on the smile of a child, but I know it's less than 40. I could tell you that right now.
I'd get a kid to smile with a fart noise.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's just, it seems very silly. When my dad took us to Disney World when I was probably 4 or 5.
Too young.
Yeah.
Right.
I had no appreciation. I vaguely remember the small world.
Hot, sweaty, tired children equals... meltdowns.
I was 2.
Yeah. What the hell is the point of that?
You probably
World.
Don't even remember it
no,
at all.
Not at all.
You don't even know the difference between Disney World and Target. Like, it's all the same. You don't even know. I mean,
right.
Chuck E. Cheese is just as fun. I remember
take
going
him to Costco.
No, I'd cry and scream at Showbiz Pizza because of the animatronic animals.
They were kind of scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I didn't like them. I didn't like that. I don't know why they needed a cover band there. I don't know who decided. You know, kids
an animatronic
need.
One.
Yeah. Yeah, robot cover band. This is really going to liven the place up. It's not loud enough in here. I think that's the problem. There's not enough noise.
To drown out all the screaming children.
How about this? How about you take out the animatronic cover band and the maintenance cost of that and put that money into the pizza? Because if I was a dad, let's say... God forbid.
As we've seen on your blog.
Yeah. Baby Dum Dum grows up and he wants to have his birthday at Chuck E. Cheese. It would be so nice if I could say, well, the pizza is not bad. I could eat that pizza. You know what I mean? I'm not
going to
just vomit.
Liking the cake when I was a kid.
They have cake there?
Yeah, for birthday parties.
Mm.
It's sole function.
It was a bring your own
birthday parties.
Oh, okay. It does seem like that's really what they're floating on is kids' birthday parties.
Of course, when I was a kid, the only one was in Fort Collins, so it had to be a special occasion to go over there.
Oh, it's a long way. I remember feeling like, this is really far away. It's kind of ridiculous, and now I drive past it all the time thinking...
We actually tried to go there for my sophomore homecoming dates. They wouldn't let us in. You had to have somebody over 18 to get in.
Ah, you're in that dark area.
Punk kids go in and mess with stuff.
I was going to say, because I've gone in before to play basketball. I have this ex-girlfriend. That's how we used to decide our disputes. Not disputes. Like, let's say we were going to go to dinner. Neither of us were good at deciding where to go. We'd be like, all right, we'll play the basketball game, and whoever wins, the other person decides. I recommend it. It's pretty good. Hmm. And it, you know, it's a good appetite suppressant, if that's what you're into. Go into Chuck E. Cheese, just look at that pizza. Salad bar, the worst salad bar you've ever seen in your life.
Thanks for the advice, helpful snowman.
Yeah. I feel like their salad bar isn't even salad. It's like, salad we have bars. Scrambled eggs. I don't know.
Salad bars and buffets.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
And why do old people like buffets so much? Old people can't even eat that much food, but they love buffets.
I don't know.
Old discount. People it's love cheap. Them shit some buffets.
I think because it's an activity.
I guess.
I think old people like to make normal. For me, eating breakfast, let's say, is something that I do in the car on the way to work. But for an old person, they're like, I got time. Let's make this kill time. I can make a selection, walk around.
Go to what we call coffee.
Yeah. When I worked at McDonald's, there was this old guy who would go in there and have coffee for 4 fucking hours. He'd
Not
be there
bad.
When we opened.
My dad does that now, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is your dad retired?
No.
No? He just does
that? He's actually
that?
Just got a job, but...
Oh.
He was semi-unemployed and just go down to the...
Huh.
McDonald's block away and sit and chat with people.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little group of people, a rotating cast.
Little
there's
old
one
people.
Guy who was very consistent, though, who I remembered because the first day I was there, he was like, I'll have a senior coffee, and I just... assumed that was I didn't know that coffee was cheap if you were a senior, so I rang him up for the regular coffee price and he was furious, you know. I was like, it's my first fucking day at McDonald's, I'm sorry, just take it,
calm down,
I don't care. Also, when I was in the bathroom, I had a weird, so let me ask you guys this question. Did you pee in the water at all? Or did you go to the bathroom?
No.
I did not pee in the water. Okay. I wasn't really ever in anything that was deep enough to I didn't really go in the wave pool.
It's weird if you're on a slide and you're in a tube with someone else and you're like, yeah, I can't really just
Someone's
cut
like,
loose.
Why did it just get warm all of a sudden?
Why is this full of water now?
Whoops.
Liquid. I did pee in the wave pool, but also in the bathroom. I peed twice.
All right.
And so in the bathroom, though, you know what? I peed in the wave pool after peeing in the bathroom because I peed in the bathroom and it was a mistake. Because I walked up to the urinal, and that's when I suddenly was like, oh, I'm barefoot. This
no!
is unfortunate. And there's a whole splash. Now, this could have been water. Could have been dripping bathing suit. But, come on.
Yeah, that is a little gross.
So I'm like peeing side saddle into the into the urinal, and people are walking by seeing my whole package. And the pee coming out of the... You should never see the pee coming from the hole. Ever. I mean, sometimes you're in a urinal and you see the stream or something, but there should be a, you should cheat out so that the pee, you don't see the pee hole.
You should never be
emerging.
Able to look it in the eye.
No, never. You're doing something wrong, and that's what was happening. And then I walk out, and then I was changing clothes. So, you know, I'm looking around for one dry square inch so I could change in and put on socks like an adult. And I find this little dry spot, so I turn around and put down my stuff, and then... When I turn back around, motherfucker is mopping the floor in the bathroom. There'd be any more useless activity than mopping the floor at the Waterworld bathroom. Holy shit.
And it was like 2 hours before they're closing, too.
Yeah.
I saw that with closing down a snack stand 2 hours before they're closing. Like, oh, this is when we're going to get everybody to work doing the closing jobs.
No, right? And you're like, what is this, Red Rocks, where you're selling booze and you're like, oh, I don't want everyone, it's the seventh inning. You don't want to drive home wasted.
My mom and I got ice cream cones like, I don't know, was this like about an hour before they closed?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. like, there were like 4 or 5 of them back there. And like, the lady who took our order, like, two cones, two twist cones, two twist cones. That's going to be two cones. And they're all just standing around like, hello, give me my fucking ice cream.
That same thing happened
asshole
to me.
Asshole teenagers.
After I finished my sandwiches, I had a double cheeseburger. And they were doing this. There's like 10 people working
there. You sounded
there.
A little shameful about that.
I was real hungry that
you
day.
You were.
But, yeah.
They were big sandwiches, too.
Yeah. There were 10 people working there. And then, you know, the lady had to be like, double cheeseburger. And then I moved down the line to where they're supposed to make it. And the girl was like, what did you want? And I was like, double cheeseburger? And another guy asked me, too. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. And then somehow when I went to the register, the guy immediately knew what it was. Even though he didn't see it, it's just wrapped up. How did he know it was a double?
I don't know.
He was the only competent one there. I'd be like, come with me. I have a job for you. I don't know what it is. I don't know what my company is, but you're hired.
This is your lucky day, kid.
Yeah.
You've been discovered.
Kid, you got moxie. Also, we saw a great tattoo. I'm referring to the crayon drawings, that guy. Yeah. Did you guys see that guy?
Yes, I did see him.
It appeared to me to be drawings a child, probably his child, had done in crayon, you know, mm-hmm. stick figures and a house with smoke coming out of the chimney.
Families.
Yeah.
Of stick figures.
But it's kind of spread out all over him.
Yeah.
And there's.
I think it looked like it was a couple different drawings. Like he'd done, like maybe he had more than one kid and he just like picked one of each of their drawings and put it on him somewhere.
Yeah. He turned himself into a walking refrigerator.
He really
basically.
Did.
Basically.
Or somebody.
He should tattoo some like magnets on him, like that, something that looks like a magnet.
And Ken Moore.
Somebody floated the idea that he just gave the kids Sharpies and let them go on
That's
his
possible.
Back and arms and.
It's possible.
Went down to the tattoo shop after that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they were actual on his skin drawings.
It's possible.
Well, here are the two scenarios I can think of that make that strange. Okay, the strange scenario is these kids are still alive. And then when that kid's like 18, he's going to be like, Dad, what the fuck? Like, that's very sentimental and nice, but Jesus Christ, it looks
it's
like shit.
Ugly as shit.
Or B, the kid's dead. Which is a little better, but better.
Not for the kid.
Yeah, well, let me rephrase that. The tattoo is a little more justified to me.
I knew what you're saying.
Yeah, the kid's not going to have to look at that and be like, I'm so sorry that I drew that. I mean, I thought I knew how to draw a guy, but I don't.
Maybe when the kid goes through art class or something in a few years, he'll get another opportunity to draw on dad, and dad will go get the stages of life's art.
If this kid becomes a famous artist, that would be incredible. Because then you'd be able to see his progression on his dad, and his dad could just stand nude in an art museum, and that's art now. Yeah. That would be pretty great.
That would be cool.
So that's scenario three. He becomes a great artist.
My favorite tattoo was the gentleman who had a Anubis and a pharaoh guy and a sphinx on his back, like a big back tattoo.
Yeah, it was very elaborate. But he was not on the Egyptian ride.
No, he was in line for the dinosaur ride, and I wanted to tell him he was in the wrong line.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I was saying, I don't see a lot of dinosaur tattoos.
No,
see a lot, because those would be good, but I don't know if I've ever seen any.
I don't think so.
I saw one really bad one of like a Diplodocus with a fanny pack. That one was bad.
I've seen that one too.
Rhinosaurus.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
On a skateboard.
It's like it's a line drawing.
With sunglasses.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really awful.
Like that dude's kids drew it.
Yeah, it looks a little like that, although the fanny pack is very strange.
It kind of looks like he had like a pouch or a belly or I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's
I think it's a fanny pack, but
no,
I don't know why he
is.
Would have a fanny pack, because he doesn't have arms, for one thing, or possessions.
Right.
So it doesn't really, or she, could be a lady thing. I almost got hit by a car yesterday.
Today? Yesterday?
Yeah. Some lady was changing lanes and just decided to just kind of go for it.
But you were there?
Yeah, and I slammed on the brakes and the tires squealed and everything. I mean, it was nuts.
And she probably just drove on like she didn't even notice.
I don't think she did. And, you know, my whole car smelled like burning rubber and everything. I mean, it was intense. My heart was like slamming. But the thing that was so funny about it to me was she had a bumper sticker that was telling me to vote some way on something. And my first thought was, well, fuck you. I'm voting no then. I don't care what it is. I don't care because I feel like it indicates something about her mental state.
Yeah, I almost got ran off the road by a lady who had a pro-life sticker on
her
thing. That's what it was? That was like, yeah. Life is sacred. And I was like, yeah, but you almost killed me and I'm already alive.
Right?
Dude.
Yeah.
I've heard stories of cyclists. Who get run off the road by people with, you know, look twice, save a life bumper stickers for motorcyclist people. It's like, oh, you're advocating for motorcycle safety, but you're running me off the road.
Well, they're stimulating the economy. We need them. No, I know. I just, it made me wonder because if I was running for an office for God knows why, but then I saw someone driving like shit, with my bumper sticker, I'd be like, you need to take that off
that
or get it together.
Me when somebody has like a business vehicle and they're driving like shit.
Oh, yeah.
Or when they have like, political
I
bumper
will
stickers.
Never use right? your business.
Right. I mean, you'll see it.
You drive like a jackass. How am I supposed to trust your work?
Especially when they have a phone number of the business and you could just call the business and say, hey, so-and-so's out on such and such street and in your truck driving like an asshole.
Unless it's their business.
I feel like, too, the city trucks are always driving about 10 below the limit. They're just in no big hurry, which is fine. But you know, do that on your time. Fuck out of the way. But, you know, it's hard.
Trying to get places.
Yeah, I don't know how to call the office and be like, listen, your guy is driving totally safe, but real annoying. I would like to run him off the road pretty badly.
Well, that's like when cops drive like jackasses when they're not on a call, and it's like you just do that because you can get away with it.
Yeah,
even though it's complete, even though you're supposed to be the one that's supposed to be the example of the law.
Right, you're supposed to do the right things. Well, I had a friend whose dad was a cop, and he was kind of an asshole.
I don't know that I've the guy that came to touch truck was pretty
friendly. You know what I decided based on that? Cops, when they are being policing you, are always assholes. But when they're not policing you, pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when they get professional, that's when things get dark.
2 weeks ago I went on a bike ride, a night ride that was organized by the Greeley PD, and they were all awesome.
Yeah.
Of
yeah,
course,
because
they're out riding a bike and blocking off streets for you. And
right. Yeah, I think they are good when they're not obligated to do police
things. Then I've also had an incident where like an old family friend's son was the cop who pulled me over and ended up with me on the curb for 45 minutes while he searched my car.
Jesus Christ.
And, like, he's literally an old family friend. It was the insurance agent on my car. He's like, oh, that's my dad. And like, oh, my dad and him go way back. And
then he's like, step out of the car.
Yeah.
Maybe his dad was an ass. Maybe they had a falling out.
I think when I brought up his stepbrother, that was the...
That killed it.
Yeah.
That shook the wagon wheel.
Family things.
So you had an idea.
I did have
for what we
idea.
Should do on this show.
Yeah.
And it was based on... So somebody gave me Sarah's bucket list.
Sarah's? Sarah who?
I don't know. Somebody just found it.
Oh, this is one you read on the show before.
Yeah.
I kind of had my idea from that, too, how this is like... It looks like a 16-year-old girl's list. I mean, really, it's like written in multicolored ink, as you've said.
She had a lineup of colored pens and used one and then put it at the end of the line and then went to the next one.
Right.
Until the end. Then she just kind of got, like, serious.
Yeah.
And she's only done one thing, I think, which is something sexy. Yeah.
It's not sexy. She's underage.
You don't know that.
I'm making a pretty damn good assumption.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it is because some of the stuff on here, like Kiss at Midnight on New Year's Eve.
LMFAO concert.
Yeah. And we all know what we say about LMFAO on this show.
LMFA, no.
Exactly. Also, find a vampire / mythical creature or turn into one, smiley face. It's pretty.
Is she delusional? Understand that we are in the real world and that's not
most
real?
People don't. Have you read how many people believe the Bible and stuff?
That's good
true.
Point. Are there vampires in that of sorts?
Zombies.
Okay.
Jesus.
That's pretty good.
Jesus is the first zombie.
Jesus is a lichen, I heard.
He's the OG zombie lichen man. So he's like
what's
from underworld.
I don't know.
L-Y-C-A-N?
You know, those people who are all into the zombie theory.
Underworld, Rise of the Lycans.
That's werewolf. I'm going to bring out my nerd.
A lichen. A lichen's a werewolf?
Yeah, because it's lycanthropy, the disease that's supposed to have like spawned that, like, where... Anyway.
So...
I read a lot. I'm a library person. Shut up.
Jesus is a werewolf. You heard it here first, everybody. Breaking story. So...
This is my next project.
So explain your idea here while I eat one of these cookies.
Okay. That's kind of stupid, but I thought we could all write a bucket list, but it could be like the game Two Truths and a Lie, where you tell someone three things about yourself, two of which are true, one is a lie, of course, and the person has to guess which one is lie. You play it a lot in like company team building exercises, which are always a load of fun.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought this could be fun just because people can put whatever outrageous thing they want on here, or not outrageous, or just...
So are we figuring out what color our parachute is?
Maybe.
I did one of those.
we'll be standing up later and doing trust exercises, and you fall in my arms.
Lean back and fall.
Fall.
Fall into the microphone.
So. We did one of those great... things, you know, and I was paired with this guy who's the head of our maintenance at work. And the question was like, if you could travel to any time period, which would you go? And it was so great because he just looked at me and he's like, I don't know. And I was like, I don't want to do this either. We are great partners in this.
This is perfect.
Yeah, we're good partners in this activity.
I thought the fun part could be trying to guess the ones on here that we wouldn't want to do, or however we want to do it, really. We can make up the rules as we go along.
The problem is I didn't really come up with 10.
Yeah, you're the one that's kind of set the 10 rule.
Well, it sounded like a good number at the time.
I just did mine. We just did ours today.
Yeah.
I did mine while I was watching Once Upon a Time, so during the commercial
breaks.
What's
Once Upon a Time?
It's an ABC show.
Oh, okay. About?
It's like fairy tale people get cursed to this world by the evil queen and they don't remember it. And then the story revolves around like the child of Snow White and Prince Charming who was sent to the world ahead of the curse and doesn't remember it either, but is the only one who can break the curse. And it's kind of nerdy fairy tale stuff.
So are a lot of your things influenced by that? Are they fairy tale related?
No.
Oh.
I have one.
You have a
fairy
tale one?
That's
fairy
tale related?
Oh, yeah.
So you guys made up lists of 10.
I did.
I have 7 now.
Oh, good job. You only had 3 before we started this. So
I know.
You're moving
I'm
right
doing
along
really
over
well.
There. You're coming up with them on the fly.
I don't want to brag, but I'm pretty good at killing time. Oh, almost knocked over a microphone.
We lost Peter.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, how are we going to do the rest of the show?
Politics. It's time to talk politics.
Oh,
yeah.
God, no.
I don't.
I'll stab
I'm voting
my
no
eye out with one
on
of these
62.
Bottle rockets
I'll tell
straws.
You that right now. That's all I know.
You what? No one.
Voting
62.
No on 60. I don't know what it is. I don't
was
know
four
if that's
years
even
ago.
Okay.
That was 4 years ago.
Well, I probably did vote no on it then. Was no the right way?
Yes. That
that's the
right.
way where I don't think babies matter, or whatever. I mean, yeah, I disagree with
well,
that.
If you want to get into idiosyncrasies of political debate, then
nah. I mean. I just almost got hit by some lady. That's
stop
all.
Stop baiting
know.
That, because I'm ready to jabber.
All right.
Got a shot of whiskey and a beer in me, ready to go.
That's true. Okay.
You are very talkative right now.
So here we go.
He's good.
I don't know why I just crossed that out. So who wants to go? So you have 10 and one is fake. Is that right?
Or
you just have 10?
Two are fake, I
two
guess.
Two are fake.
I'll give you that hint, I
okay.
guess.
Okay. Oh, we were supposed to just guess how many were fake.
No, you can guess which ones are fake.
Okay.
But giving you the number gives you maybe more of a strategy for narrowing down which ones I wouldn't want to do and which ones I would.
Let's go through your list.
Okay.
So start with one, and we'll see.
You just want me to read them all off?
No, go to one, and then if I have questions or Matt has questions,
okay,
we'll make with the questions.
We want to rotate or just do one list at a time?
I think one list at a time, because then otherwise we'll have too many, right?
We'll get confused. I'll be like, wait, who's
or I guess
what
we could
again?
Do real or fake for each individual one, right?
Right.
All right, let's do that.
Okay.
I'll get,
do
let me get out this
pen?
Bell.
I can get a pen so I can mark off.
I have 100 pens. Oh, you've already got one. You have a red pen.
I brought
pen,
mine
even.
From home.
Look at that. I have those same pens.
The Sharpie pen.
Damn it.
It's that's an official helpful snowman plug.
Yeah. Sharpie pens. As sharp as the sharpest of pens.
Okay. All right. I'm ready to go here. So number one, Find and restore a 1964 or 1965 Mustang, preferably a convertible.
Wow.
Well, okay.
Who are you doing that with?
Why do I have to do it with someone?
I don't know.
Why can't I do it solo?
I suppose you can.
Okay, I feel like it's very specific. You know, 64 or 65. Do you guys just hear a noise?
I did.
Okay.
Do you have like a printer or something somewhere that...
No, well, yeah, but it's unplugged, and it's kind of a policy to leave it unplugged.
Ghosts,
I think it's so specific. Although I don't know that I don't know if that is of an interest of yours. I'm gonna say it's real.
It is real. That's
Yay.
A lot louder in person than it is on
Isn't
the show.
It? It's pleasant
when,
on the show.
When you and your brother were going through the songs, like half the time I could hardly hear it over you guys talking in the songs. I was like, wait, did he ding it? I don't know if he dang it. Dung it, whatever. Dung it? Ding it?
Ding, dang, dung.
I don't know. Whatever the past tense
of that
is. I
mean, I could
is.
Do it closer to this, I guess.
You could.
Be like, I don't know.
We'll find out when we listen to it.
All right.
So you want me to go next or are we rotating?
Let's rotate.
Okay.
I was sold on the rotation.
This is a helpful snowman-inspired one.
Oh.
Visit historic Old Town Timnath.
I hope that it's real, but I don't have any reason to believe it's real, solely because I have no idea what's in Old Town Timnath.
I sense a field trip tomorrow.
Yeah, it could happen. I mean, it's very attainable is the good news. So if
right.
it is on your bucket list.
Got to aim low.
Yeah. I'm going to say real. What are you saying?
Oh, real, because it's so attainable. Why would it need to be fake?
That's true.
I don't know. It's just a joke.
Oh. I don't know if Matt took this seriously.
That's a light
all.
Bell, I guess, then.
I don't know.
Okay. I thought I'd get Peter talking. I don't know.
Well, I mean, okay. So Old Town Timnath. So you drive to Fort Collins. You
right.
take the, not back road as the back roads, but medium back roads. And there's this sign that says, you know, Old Town Timnath this way. It's kind of like where you're all headed. It's right. It's as if it's the rural version of, you know, Madison Square Garden right ahead. This is where you're all headed, which having lived here my whole life, and Matt, you've lived here your whole life. Christina, you've lived vaguely in this area.
Yep.
Never really knew that Timnath is not a sprawling metropolis that would necessitate an old town. It probably is 100% of the town is the old town.
Right.
Except maybe like one kook who lives in a trailer outside of town. So I don't know why.
That's going
to
be me.
I mean, the money they spent on that
sign
has to be more than they've spent on like
I don't
weird
know.
Lampposts
maybe,
or something.
Maybe like Severance, they serve like Rocky Mountain oysters and they're like the best in the world or something.
Right.
Whatever the Timnath version of bull balls is.
It's possible. Although the only thing I have heard or know about Old Town Timnath is the sign that says go this way to Old Town Timnath. That's all I know of it.
Right.
That may be it.
It's kind of like I make fun of Keelum every time I drive down Highway 34 because I'm like, you have your own sign and you're like,
yeah.
I don't... Do you,
they used to have a coffee shop.
I'm like, do they have their own zip code? Do they have their own post office? I don't think you're considered a town of anything.
Do they even have a guy there?
Right?
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. It's,
all these buildings are just abandoned.
It's very strange. I don't understand what these towns are doing.
I don't know.
Okay. My turn, right?
It is your turn.
I had visit every U.S. state, not
That's
including Hawaii.
One. Not including Hawaii?
Nah.
Phone?
Oh, that is my phone.
Okay.
Mystery solved. Cross that off the list.
We're like fucking Mystery Inc. in here.
Number 10, what's that noise?
How far into this list are you, Peter? States you've visited.
Oh, shoot. I don't know, maybe halfway-ish?
I'm going to say that one's real, because you like to travel.
Yeah.
What are you going to say, Matt?
Yeah, real.
It is real. Oh, yeah. Woo!
I had to almost knock down like every piece of equipment to do that, but it was worth it.
We don't really need this at the moment.
Worth it.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun, right?
Right.
Why not Hawaii, though?
Fuck Hawaii. Because everyone just goes there, and it seems like what you do there is snorkel and sit on the beach, and I don't want to do it. I got so sunburned at Waterworld.
That's because, like a dum-dum, you didn't ask someone to put sunscreen on.
I know. But what am I going to do in Hawaii? ask some Hawaiian surfer, be like, hey, man,
maybe
bro.
Some beach babe.
Some Mahalo. Beach babe that puts a lay on you.
Maybe.
Like, while you're at it, can you
get
my back?
There's a lot of other things to do in Hawaii. There's hiking, you can go see the volcano. You can...
Yeah, I don't mess with volcanoes.
Have you watched The Descendants?
The Descent? No.
You can mourn your comatose wife in Hawaii.
Well, that's possible. I could see having a wife in a coma. Cross off number 12. Right there. I could hit two birds with one stone. I mean, if I get to Hawaii, I get there. But it's not, I would rather visit.
The contiguous.
Call me crazy,
United
but I'd
States.
Rather visit Tennessee than Hawaii.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. And Alaska is above Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Alaska
would there's
be cool.
more to my interest there. Bears, eagles.
Other people wearing flannel.
Flannel. I feel like you'd have
ice
an opportunity
road truckers.
To shoot a machine gun or something. Sled dogs. It's all there.
Tomahawks. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I'm just making things up.
Yeah, lumberjack competition, quicksaw.
Depression.
Sadness. Yeah.
24 hours of sunlight.
Yeah, yeah. Darkness.
24 light. Hours of darkness.
Oh, that should be on the list.
Go to 24 that, hours of darkness.
There's a big party in Fairbanks on the summer solstice. It's just 24-hour party because the sun's just up.
That would be so fun. Yeah, see, Alaska, and what does Hawaii have? Flowers? Girls in inferior created skirts. Bad materials.
Red beans in your shaved ice.
Mm-hmm. That seems
yeah,
like something
that
you'd
gross.
Want.
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like
it.
You would
Spam.
Definitely try it.
Yeah.
Spam.
I do the cuisine of Hawaii. The trash food of Hawaii is appealing to me. But I could
the
just,
everyday the, people's food.
The,
yeah.
The mixture of Asian-inspired food with K rations from
yeah.
the military.
Yeah, and they're like, I don't know, put a hard-boiled egg on it. It'll be fine.
Lots of pineapple.
But there's a Hawaiian restaurant.
Which
like
you don't like.
Historical
We've had this
town
conversation.
Windsor.
What? Yeah.
There's a Hawaiian restaurant in Old Town Windsor.
Old Town Windsor. Everyone's got a fucking Old Town now. This
Downtown?
Old Town horse shit.
I don't know.
All right. What do you got Kay. Next? Number two.
Travel to Scotland and Ireland.
Oh, that's real.
That's total real.
Yeah. Every girl's got at least one European country that she's got a fantasy about of some kind. I think this is a lady thing.
Yeah?
Yep.
You don't have any European country that you just love to see?
No.
No?
You've been to Europe.
I've yeah. been to Europe. I mean, I didn't see a lot there. I saw Germany, but that was about it.
Did some terrible dancing, I hear.
I did some dancing. This is a subject of debate, because I say it was great dancing, enthusiastic dancing. My brother said it was terrible. However, he was the one who was so wasted that he threw up in the shower at the hostel we stayed at, whereas Peter passed out listening to Queen on his iPod, smiling.
I'm going to go with your story then.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you do the Sprockets dance?
I mean, I don't even know what. I remember being sweaty. I didn't take my coat off because I didn't think I had time to check it because I needed to begin dancing immediately.
That you must have been pretty drunk because you
I was
hate
wasted.
Dancing.
I was talking, you know. Was
there
talking,
was enough booze for you to dance in that case.
There was a lot of booze.
It's Germany.
Yeah. I have a flipping point with dancing. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I'm drunk, I don't want to dance at all. But when I'm super shit-faced, then it's like, I don't know what
all
to do.
All I
want to
do is dance.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, then it's like time
Note
for
to
now.
Self.
That's what I call
Get
music.
Peter super shit face.
It's got to be real shit face, though. It's a delicate balance between.
Listen, we got
so
this almost full bottle of Albertson's American blended whiskey. I think we could handle it.
I mean, I could just huff markers for the rest of the show if the goal is to get me fucked up.
And
I'd
drink
like
what's
survive.
In the marker.
Yeah.
It'd probably be
yeah.
better.
Lick it.
I'm pretty sure that's how they dye it. They just put a brown Sharpie in there until it taints the water.
Oh.
So you're going to visit Scotland and Ireland, or?
And Ireland.
The okay. British one, Isles.
That would be like one trip, I think.
I think so. They seem close together in my mind.
They are.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm
not very good at geography.
It's okay.
Part of why Hawaii
I
intimidates
me. It only really just
it's
now connected that like Scotland and like England are like the same continent.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I
it didn't really connect until like very recently.
I was getting rid of some old
it's okay,
books.
People, I'm dumb.
I was getting rid of some old books and there was an atlas And I was like, I don't ever use this. And then I start flipping through it, and I was like, this is amazing. Look where that is. You know what I mean? It's just right? all, yeah. So I decided to keep
Holy
it.
Holy shit, this is next to this?
Yeah.
Huh.
I have not absorbed that information yet at
yeah,
all.
I really think that United States public schools failed us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know nothing.
Yeah.
You asked me to do some math at work the other day, like basic math, like addition and multiplication, and I was like, I'm going to fuck this up somehow. I know I'm going to.
I went to private school.
Private Christian school.
Oof. How are your math skills?
Good.
Damn it.
He actually does have
only
good
because
math
of work-related
oh,
math.
Okay.
So. All right. He doesn't know a lot about biology and stuff, though.
Who does? It's all whatever's covered by clothes. I don't even know.
I do.
Like there's cracks, crevices, and there's basically concave and convex stuff, but I don't know which is what and what to do with that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, Matt, here's next. What's
Go
your
ahead,
next
yeah.
thing?
Go along those same lines, visit every continent and see every ocean.
See every ocean?
I think that's real.
Ford every stream. Follow every rainbow till you find your dream. I think that sounds real. That sounds like a... I feel like we're all on the same track here.
That's like all I ever want to do is just travel.
Is it real? Yeah. It's real?
It's real.
Woo!
Woo!
All right.
Matt would love to see the world.
You should see the world.
Easier said than done when you're broke.
That's true. Boy,
let's win the lottery.
American kid.
Yeah,
oh, I've got 2 Powerball tickets in my wallet.
When does that happen? Midnight?
At 9.
9. What time is it? It's got to be almost 9.
Yep, it's right at 9.
Oh, my God. Do you have your tickets with you right now?
Yeah.
Can we see what the numbers are if you won?
I don't know if our phones don't get service in your house, I don't think.
Yeah, no one's do.
You can try. Try it.
A bar.
I'm going to eat another cookie.
All right. Let's see. My next one is to read 1,000 books.
That's got to be, you've already had read 1,000 books in your life, I think.
Well, I'm counting, like, full-length novels.
I still think that's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be possible. And then maybe by the time I do that, I mean, I'm not too far. Maybe by then I'll be done with reading and I won't have to do it anymore. Be like, yeah, I'm pretty set. I read enough. That's enough.
Does that include what you've already read in your life?
Yeah.
Sorry if I missed that.
I started keeping track of things probably in college.
Yeah.
So I guess it would be since college. That's my goal.
I think it's doable.
I think it's doable. I'm over halfway.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
All right.
It's got so much leisure time.
I'm next, right?
And
yes.
No TV and no internet.
Yeah. I do have an iPhone. Yeah. Cut down my reading.
Has it? Do you play on it a lot?
No, you know what happens to me a lot now? I pick up a book, I get really into it for 20 pages, and then kind of lose interest, lose steam halfway through. So then I don't get my goal because it's like, I don't read a book, read a half of a book, and then say, fuck this shit. I'm going
home.
It's
terrible.
Yeah. People should write their whole books like they write the first 20 pages of their books.
Maybe.
That's what they should. And the last 20 pages.
Yeah. I've read some really shitty openings of books, like where I had to slog through, but when you get into it, then it's good.
You know what's something I'm really against? If the first sentence of a book has a character's full name in it, I'm like, fuck it. When it's like, David Summerdale went to school that day, and I'm like, fuck you. He had nothing better. Who's David Summerdale? I don't even care. Throw it in the fire.
How much of a quick description of the character do you need right away?
I mean, I really don't need any. I'll pick it up. I'll pick it up as I go.
Writing, I always got way too detailed trying to describe this person in my head.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel authentic.
Yeah. No, just a little bit is good. But then, you know, something's got to happen.
Yeah.
Eventually. Or if he's doing something and then the description comes out, that'll work.
Yeah.
There are options.
Or you learn kind of who they are through their actions.
Yeah.
Through what they're doing and thinking and
that's
how they're interacting with
other characters.
A pretty
good way to go about it.
Yeah.
All right. We're ready for your number 3, I think.
All right. Number 3. Learn how to build furniture.
Oh. Go ahead. What do you think? Build furniture like chairs and shit?
Everything.
A couch?
Woodworking of any kind.
Like, I think that's real, yes.
I think so, too, because I remember one time we tried to sign up for a carpentry class.
We did. There are no carpentry classes to be had in the greater northern Colorado area.
Yeah, the nearest one was 40 minutes away or something. So I had inside knowledge on that one.
You did.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
That'd be a good goal, because then anytime you needed... I mean, I built this table.
You did.
Which is a door on top of cinder blocks.
My problem is that no store available furniture satisfies what I want it to be.
Right.
None of it is right. The design isn't right. The function isn't right. None of it's right. I want to do it myself so it fits what I want it to be and looks like what I want it to be.
Really? Yeah. You could download plans off the internet, and if you had all the tools, it'd be
Except I don't know how easy to use the tools. I need to learn how to use the tools.
You use a SATA cut.
Shut up.
I don't know. I guess using a router would be a little more difficult.
Yes, but you've done these kinds of hands-on things in your life. I haven't. I've never done anything like that.
Yeah. What? You guys can help each other. Maybe Matt has a goal you can help with.
You don't help, though. You do. Oh. You're like me. I mean, I'm not blaming you as a character flaw. I can't show someone how to do something. I just do it for them because it's easier and faster.
Yeah, that's true.
It's at work, I need to show people how to do things, and sometimes I just do it because I'm I just want to not be talking to you anymore. So click, click, click. There, you're fine.
You need a sensei. A woodworking sensei is what you need.
Who also teaches you karate while he's teaching you how to woodwork.
Yeah, I feel like those skills are similar.
Lathe on, lathe off.
Yeah. Drill, drill, drill.
All right, Matt, you're up.
Pee in the ocean.
Pee in the ocean. We didn't pee at Waterworld. I know that, but maybe you were, the ocean's a bigger deal. Are you talking about standing in the water and peeing, or peeing off of a pier or something like a Ferris wheel?
I didn't
think
it that far through.
Okay.
Yes, off the Ferris wheel.
in London.
Is that, I think, near this one's real.
Think it's real? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say fake.
It's a joke. I don't know.
You're not really doing that one.
He's been to the ocean, but never been in the ocean.
Oh, you've never been in the ocean?
No.
Oh,
I've been to the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans each once, but never actually in them.
Not even a foot?
No.
What the hell?
Why?
When we went to Virginia, we went down to Virginia Beach on one day, and it was just the rain was coming in as we were got there, so.
Yeah.
We saw some dolphins coming by, which was cool, but that didn't get down on the beach.
Blows my mind.
What happened when you were
out there?
When we went out to California with my buddies after high school, it was, I don't know, nobody brought swim trunks or nothing. We were apathetically.
They're not like Waterworld. They don't got rules about what you can and can't wear in the ocean.
We were just late teenage punk kids hanging out in Southern California. We're not going swimming.
I'm not going to get in the ocean. Okay.
We're a band. We're cool.
Yeah. No, that's true. I would have done the same thing. I'd be like, fuck the ocean. All right.
All right.
Let's see. My number three. Find an awesome bar.
Like a drinking bar?
Yeah.
I loved that conversation. I think every neighborhood needs a damn bar, but...
Yeah.
I guess we have one, but I don't know if I'd go to it.
What's in your neighborhood?
The Key Largo there is right at the end of our street.
Oh, you're right. I've never been in there.
Yeah, I was in there once when it was the Red Garter applying for a bartending job.
Yeah. The Red Garter Lounge.
The
Red that
Garter
sound good?
Lounge.
Key Largo sounds bad, too. Somehow.
Oh, I almost got the signs from that place when they changed names. There was this cool old sign I wanted to put on our basement bar, but...
You should maybe check it out.
The owner claimed it.
It could be good.
Who claimed it?
I know they have the owner of the restaurant. I know they have karaoke some nights. I'd like
to
get
too,
a bunch of
they?
The people together and go do karaoke. I guess they got pool tables. I haven't played pool in a long time.
Maybe we should check out your neighbor. This could be your dream could be realized. No, wait. Mine for you. But still.
So I think it's real, your thing.
It is very real. That's very important to me.
I'm more concerned about talking about the things and if they're real or not.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
sorry.
I just would like to go
breaking
somewhere and be loaded and walk home.
Yeah, and it's so expensive to drink at the bar, though. I remember
I
doing
know.
That when I was a kid, or when I turned 21. No,
well, you know, I don't know. I could just cut out other things out of my life.
Right.
dates.
It's just nice to be able to
drink at home alone.
No, somewhere where that you like know the bartender, you have a relationship with them, right? I don't like going out to bars. And when Jane's boyfriend worked at the bar, that was the greatest place ever because he knows what kind of drinks I like. He doesn't need to ask me questions about it. He just gives me something I like, and because he is her boyfriend.
Yeah.
It was like comped most of the time. You know, we leave him a good tip, but you don't have to pay nearly what you would as
40% of what right. You would. Yeah.
My ideal would be like you were talking last episode about a place where you could feel comfortable opening a book and sitting by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cooper Smith's, the like pub side at Cooper Smith's in Fort Collins, is the coolest place. Like after 10 o'clock, it's just quiet.
Yeah.
People go in there and have conversations and drink a good pint. And
yeah.
That's what I want.
Let's all move to Fort Collins.
We probably
screw this town.
You know, if we move to Old Town Timnath, it's pretty close. We have an option here to really combine
cool
a lot
apartments
of
above their old buildings.
I have no idea. I don't know that there are buildings. Could be a ghost town.
Maybe it's a grain silo.
Could just be a Chuck E. Cheese out there. I have no fucking idea.
All right.
You ready for what's number four?
Number four.
Okay.
Travel to China.
That's not real. No one wants to go to China. What could you possibly want to do in China?
You're right. It is one of my fake
that
ones.
That is not real. I know that.
Yeah, fuck China.
I want to go to China.
Really? What would you do in China?
Be a tourist.
Just look around.
Just explore.
I'm sure there's some great shit there.
They seem to have very beautiful country and
very abusive zoos.
Well, cool looking buildings. Like I like the aesthetic, but I'm just like, one of our old coworkers doesn't work there anymore, but used to work there, and him and his wife went to China, and just the pictures, it looks like they're just walking in a smog cloud. That's disgusting.
Right.
And like, I don't know. I just, and like,
oh, those dirty Chinese.
For me, it would be too much of a culture shock. Like, I don't know that I could deal with that. I don't.
Be hard to go
seems
somewhere.
Very close-minded, but I grew up in a small town. Like, I don't, you know, even going to like Denver, I'm like, oh, black people, huh? You know, I'm like, right? I'm like, I don't have anything against them. It's just that I'm just like, I don't ever see you
one
people.
Chinese guy, you know? Is fairly shocking. Let alone a country.
Whole country of them.
Yeah,
just like the language and like the just the difference in the culture and not a huge fan of Asian foods.
True.
So
there's plenty of reasons not to go. I'm not trying to sell you on it.
That's one of my things. Like, I suppose if like I want a free trip, I wouldn't turn it down. But it's not something on my list that I would choose to do.
Yeah, that's
for
fair.
Sure.
That's fair. All right.
Matt Aroney. That's his favorite. You should call him that more.
Well, it's good.
I want to compete in the Paris-Brest-Paris bicycle ride.
Paris-Brest-Paris?
Yes.
What is that?
It's like a 1,200-kilometer ride from Paris to Brest and back to Paris.
There's
Brest.
A place called Brest?
Brest.
Okay. I'm feeling very caught up in this Brest business, I think.
Is it in France?
Yes.
Is it pronounced Brest?
I believe
so. It's not like Bre.
We are from Brest.
I don't speak French, but I believe it's Brest.
Brest of our mother
Those
country.
Dirty French.
Those fuckers.
Perverts.
Okay, I know you're into biking. You do want to travel.
I'm going to say this.
France
true.
Seems to be the biking place. They seem to be into, I don't know if generally French people are into it or if it's just for whatever reason a good place to ride a bike with a baguette. But I think it's real. It sounds like a good idea.
I don't know if that specific one. I just read about it in a magazine recently. But yeah, I definitely want to.
Something similar.
Do something similar.
It's like I used to
and
read.
And it's an excuse to go to Europe if you know I had the means.
That's true. You got something else to do.
Could have a fundraiser.
I used to, Fund Matt. Matt Aroney. Well,
one of my other
ride.
Ones on the list is a potential chip-in starter, but I don't think I have enough followers to do it.
A Kickstarter situation? Well, I guess it depends how much money it would cost. Do that
like
one.
I can't even raise $200 for charity for my birthday to.
I tried, man.
No.
I think.
I've got
I
like.
Think.
I did.
I've got like 400 people between Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr, and I can't get. You know, $200 for a charity, not even for me.
Yeah, that's because we want to buy people a Justin Bieber singing toothbrush. Charity so much. It's not as tactile.
That's a charity.
Yeah,
I think so.
Of sorts.
Something.
Dental hygiene.
Yeah.
That's important to me.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, next, Peter.
Number four. I would like to, I phrased this incorrectly. I put own a dog. But I'd like to have a canine companion.
No.
Let's put it that way. I don't feel like you need to own a dog. It's not like he's my slave. I mean, they don't really do anything.
Yes, us vegan animal rights activists prefer the companion animal label.
Companion animals? Well, I do too. I feel like I'm not really, I'm sort of his boss, but not really his master.
Well, it's like you don't own a child. And these are like perpetual two-year-olds. I mean, really.
Okay.
I don't know. We've got neighbors who have two dogs that they have literally fenced off in the corner of their yard and let them just do their thing and put out food once a day. That's owning a dog.
They're basically feral.
That's not companion animals.
Yeah, if you do that or
flip side.
They're
not feral. They're really sweet dogs, too. Yeah. Somehow.
They're just warehousing dogs, basically.
The kid goes out there and plays with them sometimes, but yeah.
I feel, that's owning a dog, or if I attached him to a sleigh of some kind and made him pull that for no real reason.
Taught him to chase geese down that you shot.
Yeah, that's, but I don't want to do any, I just mostly want to watch TV with somebody or something.
I think that one's fake.
Think it's fake?
Mm-hmm.
I've
heard your opinions on having a pet. You're not real into it.
It's real, you guys.
Oh, are you changing your mind about pets?
I don't know. I think the right dog comes around, you know?
Yeah.
I think I was exposed to some negative dogs.
Maybe.
It soured me.
It did sour you.
I actually had a dog chase me down on my bike yesterday and was contemplating how lucky I've been with dogs.
Right?
We haven't done anything particularly to train our dog, but he is a great companion dog.
Right. And some dogs are assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, some owners are assholes.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of both. I think there's some of both going on. But, if the right dog came along, it could work out.
Okay, well, anytime you want a dog, sit Murphy.
Well.
Just get a feel for it, get out there a little bit,
dip
your toe in the water.
Yeah, that's emotionally tough, though.
And then you have to leave it.
Then you get attached, yeah.
Well,
you know, watch
it's
Watson,
not like you can come see him anytime.
Spend days looking at Watson's penis, and then all of a sudden, taking care of his
and
little
him
rash.
Making, licking faces at you.
Yeah, feeding him pills. I mean, this is basically like a date that I would go on.
Horrible,
I feed him a pill, I look at his penis, and then he goes to bed.
A horrible, horrible date.
Yeah, one of my worst dates. But, but then, you know, you get attached and you just got to move on. It's hard.
Sorry.
And they don't give a shit either, which is also hard.
I guess then you would have to actually move into a place where you could have a dog first.
Yeah, well, this is a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not
going to go
visit Kansas tomorrow.
Right.
But it'll happen. I'll figure out.
We could.
Yeah.
It's not far away.
Kansas was a poor choice.
Have you not been through Kansas?
I don't know. Yeah, I've been through. I have. Because I've driven to Illinois. So it seems impossible to have not.
Yeah.
It wasn't very memorable.
No.
Wait, is that where Kansas is? No. I haven't been to Kansas. I lied.
Just east
I went
of
through
us?
Nebraska.
Oh.
Yeah, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
If you haven't hit every state that touches ours.
I
haven't been in Oklahoma.
I can't say. Yeah, Oklahoma only kind of counts, right? Barely touches.
And Four Corners doesn't count.
As four states.
You could have went through Kansas on the way to Illinois if you kind of went out and up.
I think we went through Nebraska.
Probably Nebraska.
I remember being in Nebraska for sure.
Okay.
All right, where are we at? Five?
Yeah.
Five-ish?
Yeah.
Okay.
My number five is going a road trip with my sister.
Oh, that's real.
I know that's real.
That's real.
Oh, we remember the bell.
I just became Facebook friends with your sister.
I know, you told me.
Yeah, it was awkward. I didn't know, because first of all, your sister appears very young to me, and I don't really follow her life quite enough to know. I was like, is she like 15? I don't think I could be Facebook friends with someone who's 15. That seems
especially that you don't know personally.
Yeah.
I don't know. I went to her graduation party and then to another girl's graduation party the same day, and like
the maturity difference is insane between her sister and the guests at this other party. It was,
oh, okay. Your sister's a mature.
Very mature.
My sister?
Well, that's good.
Oh, well, that's, thank you. That's kind of nice.
That's good. Yeah, I don't know.
Belle's not very mature, or just her friends?
Just the other whole people that, at that party. I don't know.
I have to say, so like a day after I became Facebook friends with your sister, she changed her profile picture and it's like of her lips and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. What? Okay. Let's. You just got to be careful. That's all I'm saying. I didn't know if this was a good idea. But you could take a road trip with her. That's fine.
She's 18, so, you know.
It's cool.
She's legally able to do whatever the fuck she wants.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying that with you. I'm just saying, like.
I'm not either. No, I don't know.
You want to hook up with my sister, Peter?
Every once in a while, because, you know, I talk to youngish kids at work.
Yeah.
And so every once in a while, I'll get a Facebook friend request that I'm like, oh, no. We'll not be doing that.
Let's not go down that road.
Well, I can just picture the news story where I'm being led away in handcuffs for something that didn't happen. And it's like, they became Facebook friends months ago. You know. Let's not even.
It's better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
It really is.
But it's cool. She'll be in college. She's got a face. It's fine.
And a book.
Yeah.
Ask a genie for more wishes.
Ooh.
That's funny. It's fake, but it's funny.
It's fake, but it's funny. God, well, they would be so pissed, I bet.
Isn't that like the number one rule with genies? Like all genie stories are you can't wish for more wishes?
It would be really funny if you did get a genie that had never heard of that.
It's not the number one rule. It's just an anecdote people say. Like, oh, I want more wishes.
I think I've seen one, like one of those memes that goes around that was like, can't wish for more wishes. So the guy's like, I wish for more genies.
Oh, that's a good one.
I heard the joke in relation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation a couple weeks ago.
Wish for more wishes.
Wish for more wishes.
I think it'd be good if there was one genie who was like, huh, wow, you know what? I'm going to have to talk to my supervisor. I've never heard that before.
Robin Williams?
Legitimate, but I just don't. Yeah.
Who?
Robin Williams.
Oh,
he's
the
supervisor of genies at this point.
Shaquille O'Neal?
Shazam?
Yeah. I need to go to the Council of Genies. Robin Williams, Shaq. Who else has been a genie?
We did that one already.
I mean, just some fat Arab-ish guy from Indiana Jones. He wasn't a genie, but he could have been.
Right. He could have played
easily.
One.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a genie lamp right now on your bookshelf.
Yeah, I have a genie lamp.
Yeah. Is it signed by somebody?
Oh, damn. We can start this.
It was signed by Billy Collins, the poet. I went and saw him, and so I knew I was going to see him, and I was like, I should bring something for him to sign. But then I was like, what am I going to bring, a book? It's fucking boring.
I'm not going to pay $20 for the book at the tattered cover.
Yeah, and I own the book. So there was a Halloween store, so I just figured I'd pick something out, and that genie lamp seemed good. He was very nice about it.
Yeah.
He was like, one time I signed a baseball for somebody. They just brought a baseball, and you know, I was like, did you play baseball? And he said, no. Not really. I mean, when I was a kid, but no.
Like, doesn't everybody play as a kid?
Yeah.
In high school, we had this thing, us punk kids, about cuddly animal, stuffed animals,
mm-hmm.
and dressed them up all punk, like pierced their ears and spiked their hair and stuff. And my buddy had, I don't remember what animal it was, but Steve Sewell came to our school, former Denver Bronco running back. And he had him sign
his punk animal.
His punk stuffed animal.
Children.
That must have been a surprising one for him, I would think. All right. Here we go. I'm going to skip to another one because these get more exciting.
I've been jumping around, yeah.
I would like to someday throw a phone into a body of water. Whether it's out of fury or because I think the cops are coming. Irrelevant.
I mean, that one's real.
Yeah.
Seems like something you would just do because you're like, this sounds like a fun idea.
Yeah.
Been watching Breaking Bad, catching up on it like I'm in season 4, and every episode, the lawyer or somebody busts a phone in half.
Yeah.
It's like, throws it in the trash. Like, does that really do anything? Yeah, you can probably still find it.
I feel like you can have the records, right?
Right.
The recordings are out there in the ether, if anything.
Well, I've been watching The Wire. Yeah. Seems like every episode, yeah, someone's throwing a phone in the bay or off a pier. Or
I've got the money to be replacing my phone that often.
Well, you're not a drug dealer.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's why you got to throw these phones away. A burner, as we say.
I'm a cookie dealer. I'm a baked good dealer.
That's true. Yeah, that's a definite real one, I have to say.
All right. Well, you could just go get one from like the Ark or something. I'm sure you could find one.
But it's got to be a necessitated thing.
Okay.
Or just an emotional breakdown.
Okay, so it has to be real. You can't just
fun. I can't just get one and throw it in. Because I have an old phone. I guess I could do it.
Yeah, well, you could carry it around. And
yeah, if this one, the Zach Morris phone.
Carry it around and
no,
then the next time
you get
angry. No,
that's the Hook phone.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe if
Robin
someone...
Williams again. What the hell's going on
this
here?
It's a really Robin Williams heavy show.
You two have a crush on him. What's
Robin
going on
Williams?
Here? Yeah.
Oh, so hairy.
Yeah, hairy, hairiest forearms of all time.
Rub your hands through it.
Ooh, no.
Oh, Austin, you're so furry.
You're so coarse.
Like a Brillo pad.
You're fairly funny. You can joke take a serious
stealer.
Turn. Yeah.
Joke stealer.
Legendary joke stealer.
Yeah. Oh, and your name's Robin. That's a problem for me.
All right, my next one is take my mom to the Galapagos Islands and Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I'm going with fake.
Me too.
Nope, it's real.
That's really? Real?
My mom really wants to go to those places.
Why?
And I would like to take her.
Why the Galapagos Islands? Is she into turtles?
She just thinks they're cool and wants to see these big giant turtles in their habitat.
Is she into Darwin
and
stuff?
Birds. What's...
Yeah.
I guess I don't really know anything about these islands other than they have a crazy name. That's where Darwin hung out, and there are turtles.
Lots of birds.
Birds. Is she into wildlife? Is that a thing?
It's just some place that not a lot of people think to go.
That's true.
Not a lot of people think to go to this. They're pretty barren.
Yeah.
They're kind of, you know, you think islands, you think tropical, but they're not. They're very, a lot of them are very deserty. But just like the fragile ecosystem, I think she just thinks it would be cool to see them. And she's always thought Machu Picchu would be like amazing. And I'm like, if you want to go, I would like to take you someday.
What's at Machu Picchu? What's over there?
That's it's like that hidden, they found the Aztec or Inca, Mayan.
South American.
One of those, disappeared tribes from South America, Central America, and high up in the mountains. And
yeah.
You
gotta
like
walk
hike
there,
in.
Right?
Yeah. It's like this hidden.
It's a jaunt.
Yeah.
It's like a hidden village. I mean, they've just found it like in the 20s.
It's the legend of the hidden temple.
Bullseye on Jesse Thorne's show just had a guy who works for National Geographic who never actually goes camping or anything. He went to Machu Picchu for a challenge and wrote a book about it, and it's a jaunt.
Yeah.
He went to the second place, too, that the tourists never go to. There's like another one.
Ah. It's even further. Hmm. That people are like, fuck that, I saw the thing, I'm going home.
That's her bucket. I think her bucket list would include those things, and I'd like to take her. I'd like to take her on a nice vacation.
Your bucket list is very nicely focused on others. Very generous.
No, I mean, it's...
Well, I wouldn't mind if my traveling did some stuff
for
charity. Yeah,
but those are only two things out of all the rest that I've read.
I had murder my dad. But whatever.
Sounds all right. Like you don't even know where he is. He could be murdered already.
That's why it's a challenge.
Yeah, you gotta find him first.
Yeah, I gotta murder him first.
Okay, Matt.
See, I want to go out in the middle of nowhere on a warm summer night and do some shrooms.
Why middle of nowhere on a warm summer night?
Well, that's where you're supposed to do shrooms.
It seems pleasant. Well, I'm gonna say yes because I think it's a good idea.
I just think
personally,
it's real.
Yeah.
I forgot to do it for yours. You could, yeah. Woo!
Okay. Made up for lost ones.
I think that's a great idea.
Right.
Where did this come from, this idea?
I don't know. I've always been curious, and like that's the kind of thing you hear like geniuses do all the
expands them or whatever.
Well,
then like some of the podcast hosts I listen to regularly talk about stuff like that. And
yeah.
I think I was just watching something where the two guys who discovered the double helix structure of DNA were doing LSD a lot.
I always I feel like after DARE comes to the school, the DARE cop,
Everybody
there should
gets
be
dumber.
A guy who gets to come in and says, okay,
but
now you've heard
the
scary
hand,
shit, and I'm not trying to take anything
away. Stay
away but
from this, this, and this, but when you're over 18, go ahead and try this.
Hey, man, there's moderation. Is a, yeah, it's a very important skill. So let's, yeah, I don't know. There should be a two-sided situation right there, because all this shit, they're like,
I would say probably
was
a lot
that guy was
of
drunk.
Artists and musicians have probably done their best work on some drug or another.
I mean, I don't think we would have literature if there was no booze.
Right?
Every freaking guy is the worst boozer ever.
Right?
Half his bookshelf is like soaked.
Right?
Booze.
It's true.
All right. Next I have quit a job in epic fashion.
I mean, that's true. Because I think that's totally your style. You would like to be able to just like do something hilarious and awesome.
You know what? I don't. It's not actually true.
It's
here's
not
the thing.
Okay.
I would like to, but I know I can't.
Oh.
I don't have the guts. I did when I worked at McDonald's. There's a guy who quit in McDonald's epic,
epic fashion.
He took the, you know, we have all these trays with meat in
home
them, and they're about head height. And so he got so fed up, he just pulled them all out and let them fall on the floor. And there's just meat and grease and trays everywhere, and then he's like, fuck you, I quit, and he just left.
Nice.
And it was awesome, and we had to clean it up, and I was happy about
you're
it.
You're still like, that was pretty awesome.
I was euphoric. I was like, this is the best, this is the best thing that's ever happened here. Next to throwing away the apple pies, because then you just ate them. They'd be like, ooh, these are expired, better throw these out.
I got an apple pie once that actually had a you know, the little packages have the holes on the side. Yeah. It had a cobweb in it.
Awesome.
Because that's how long it had been sitting there. I was like, oh, gross.
We threw ours out diligently because we wanted to eat them when they were still on the border of freshness.
Right.
So that's the good news. Over, nothing like eating an apple pie by the dumpster.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay. Next.
Yeah.
My number 7 is climb a 14er.
Hmm. I feel like maybe you've already done that. Is that a way you could trick us on this list?
I didn't do any tricks.
Okay. Well, then I think that's real. Should do that. Climb a 14,000 foot peak. There's lots of choices.
Fake.
Fake?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that?
I have no desire to do that.
Not climb, but summit a 14er?
Yeah,
no.
You could just walk up
some
of them.
Yeah, you can just hike.
Most of them.
No.
No.
If they have a road, I'll drive to the top.
You could go to Pike's Peak.
Yeah, I'd do that. I don't want to climb them because you have to get up.
You do
ass crack
at
dawn,
early.
So you miss the storms.
Yeah,
there's fucking limited oxygen. And you're doing physical exertion. I just have no desire to do that.
I've done a few. Long's Peak was the worst because you had to get up so early. I remember, the whole time we were walking, I was thinking I could just lay down and take a nap. And then the sun came out and I was cool. And then I got to the top and, you know, I was there before the other people I was with. And I found a little hollow and just fell asleep for I don't know how long. And then woke up panicked thinking I could be here for 8 hours already.
Right.
I don't know. Could be getting dark.
Right.
It was probably
I just,
a half hour.
I like to hike, but I like leisurely hikes that aren't a lot of work.
See, I like goal-oriented hikes.
Because I like to, you know, I like to enjoy the scenery and the company. I don't care about... Yeah.
No, see, I like goal-oriented. You get there and you're like, fuck you, mountain, and then you go back down.
You could say the fuck you, mountain, if you drive the top. I mean, I think that's more of a fuck
a
you
big fuck
because
you.
Man was like, I built a fucking road on you, shit mountain.
I'm actively eroding you. How do you like them apples?
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a fake.
All right. It was a good fake. All right. Ready, Matt.
The laugh?
Punch David Schwimmer in the wiener.
I don't know where that came from either.
I mean, that's a pretty good bucket list thing because it's crazy, but maybe possible. It's not completely outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah, what's he doing since Friends?
If you made that your life goal, I don't think it's impossible.
Like that guy who made the movie about trying to meet Drew Barrymore. Do meet Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Or I saw
that's
this.
It. I'll just go down to Best Buy, get a video camera, and say, I'm going to punch David Schwimmer in the wiener.
I mean, yeah, you could make a Borat-esque movie about it, I think, and he might be into that, because what else? He's not doing shit. And, you know, it's like, oh, Dave, we want to show that you can take a punch in the wiener. Show the world. It could work.
That's funny.
I like it. Is that real?
No.
Oh. Have we talked you into it at all? Is the other question at this point.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Maybe you should put a maybe symbol next to it of some kind.
Question all right. Mark?
What else do I have here? I would like to take an epic motorcycle trip. Two of these involve epic.
That's true.
By the way. Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be pretty fun.
Motorcycle diary style? Leper camp and everything?
Maybe Motorcycle Diaries. Me and Nicanor on a little bike.
Long way round or down?
That would be good, too. I was thinking there's a Gary Paulson book. He goes to Alaska on a motorcycle. That sounds pretty awesome.
Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance?
That guy without the mental illness. But, I mean, if I start heading down that road, I still have this available to me. Who's the guy? Neil Peart from Rush has taken some pretty epic motorcycle trips. I think it's a good thing for people to do who are, you know, weird.
Have motorcycles?
Yeah. Well, take these long trips. Hmm. The long hog.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all.
It'd be fun.
I think so. All right.
Put your bitch on the back.
No. I think it's got to be on your own. I never really understood the appeal of that. Like riding. Well, okay, I have a baby bike. So it's not, it doesn't work very well because two people on the bike weighs almost as much as the bike. And so it's very underpowered for two. Mm. So I did it one time with an adult and it was tough.
Was it terrifying?
It was kind of scary. I mean, it wasn't super scary, but it was a little scary.
Yeah.
And it was scary because I was like, I'm going to kill somebody else. You know, instead of, if it's myself, it's not as frightening. And when you're on the motorcycle yourself, you're like, well, if things start to get wonky, I can correct things.
Right.
But if somebody else, I don't know. But it was hard. It was different. So I'd need a better motorcycle.
Yeah,
but
don't you want to move up to a tour or something if you're going to?
I think so. But I don't understand the appeal of riding on a motorcycle for like 6 hours and not driving it. That seems fucking boring to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm not a lady with a lower back tattoo and a shirt that has laces in the back.
In a leather
Michelle saw a hilarious tattoo.
Oh, at Waterworld?
Yes. It said something about only God can save you or only...
Oh, only God can judge me.
Can judge me. And it was a tramp stamp.
Which is very strange.
She told you about it. It was funny. I laughed.
I just don't know. Judge her on what? Why is it there?
Anal
of
sex.
All places? Yeah. I wouldn't want to see that if
only
I was
God
having
can
sex
judge her
with somebody.
For, you know, giving her butthole away so that she could save her real virginity.
But then who's that message for? If somebody's having the anal sex, are they looking at that saying, yeah, I'm not judging. I'm having the sex too. I mean, I'm a party of this. I'm guilty as well.
I don't know either. It's
a very odd.
It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Bad tattoo, bad placement.
Right. Absolutely.
Bad combination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
We're ready for whatever, wherever you are.
I'm a number 8.
8.
Learn to sew, knit. Oh, I should probably talk into this. I forget sometimes.
Learn to sew, knit.
Learn to sew, knit, or crochet. Or all three. There's a lot of time between now and when I die, hopefully.
Yeah.
So
if you learned one, you'd be happy, but others could still be on there.
Yeah.
Matt?
Doesn't that go along with your learning to build furniture?
No. Yeah,
you don't have
separate.
To upholster it.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to knit a cover for something?
Yep.
What?
You were the only person at this table who didn't know how to sew a button on.
That's true.
So, I mean, I could see where this would come from.
I know how, in theory. I just can't execute it.
Yeah. I think that's real.
I think it's real.
Those are good skills.
Okay. It is real.
I mean, I'm still not totally clear. Yeah.
I've tried to crochet, and it hurts my hand. I get real, like, I'm like, I can't do it anymore. I got to stop.
This knitting crocheting business.
I think it's going to be something that I would have to take up maybe later in life when I don't have as much to do or other things that I want to do. Maybe, I don't know.
When you don't have the energy to yard bomb things?
Yeah.
Yard bomb?
Yarn.
Oh, yarn bomb. Yeah. You could do that. Well, I just don't. This whole knitting, crocheting.
All I have to say is they must have some mad skills because they have got to be able to do that fast. I mean, they cover like whole branches of trees.
I'm sure they've got stuff ready and it's just a couple little things together.
You know, I actually heard that they knit it like a scarf and then they just stitch it together up one side.
How about these fuckers make me a goddamn sweater?
Right?
Or a blanket. I don't have enough blankets. I'll take a knitted
dress,
blanket.
Scarf, hat. I don't care.
You
gloves.
Bitch, instead of wrapping up a stop sign. What the fuck?
Need to introduce you to her grandma.
Yeah. She'll make me some shit.
She's just got stuff just laying around the house ready for you.
I'll take it. Is it real grandma-y?
Yeah, mostly scarves.
Yeah, I like scarves.
Yeah, lots of scarves. She's kind of, some of them aren't very good because she had cataracts for a while before she got surgery. So they were kind of like weird colored yarn together.
She needs,
like not very tightly done because she couldn't see.
Yeah.
They've gotten better because she has had surgery, but...
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. My mom has been making lots of blankets.
See? So. This is... Yeah. They're not out screwing around in the streets, graffitiing with yarn.
They're making things for me to have when they're dead.
That's the perfect... Yeah. Some to have, some to give to the Ark. Some will keep you warm, some will keep a small immigrant child warm. Everyone wins. All right, Matt, what do you got?
Break a banjo just to see what's inside.
Is this like to do an epic banjo solo and then smash it and then or just kind of to see what's I mean,
what's going on with
what
banjo?
Is inside there? They're made, are they made out of
somebody
a drum?
Like put a drum and a guitar together,
smashed them together. Yeah, what the
this
fuck?
Sound fun bung bung bung.
It is weird. It's like, why did a hillbilly have a guitar and a drum? You'd think a hillbilly would be like, oh, we don't have either of those. I just play a game where I try not to, you know, be touched by an adult. That's my main entertainment.
Oh.
Oh, we just make.
That's real, because that's doable.
Yeah, what's the most illegal substance? That's what we're making. That's our craft. Not banjos. I don't think that's really a bucket list goal.
No.
None of these have been real. You've just made up a bunch of bullshit because
you're making there's a mockery
a,
of
there's
the...
There's a lot of real stuff about traveling and such.
That's true.
Just trying to come up with some funny stuff for the podcast.
Well,
podcast.
Fine. Why don't you just do your own podcast?
Because when I sit down at a microphone by myself, I don't know what to do.
It's weird. I'm just staring in the closet thinking how I need to clean out my closet. That's what I do.
I'm kind of distracted by your book titles. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like kind of like, oh, what has he got over there? And then you're saying
what's
something,
happening?
And I'm like, and then you're like, Christina. I'm like, what? Huh?
Yeah, I need to have an all white room or something.
What?
For this.
Egg cartons on the wall. Right. Soundproof it.
Let's see. I've got one. This is kind of generic, but I'd like to break through a surface, whether it be thrown through or run through or smash, whether it be glass,
wall,
or drywall,
banner,
wood. A banner of some kind would be good. Yeah. I want to break through some kind of a surface, a structure.
I can get you through a banner, but you got to dress up as a tiger.
I could do that. Am I promoting a Hispanic radio station? The Tigre?
No, high school football team. But...
Oh, that would still be fun. I mean, can I break through the banner and then just leave?
You got to do some cartwheels.
Whoa,
you got to clap,
whoa.
Dance around.
Can I have a cigarette while I do
inside the suit? You might die.
It's got to be outside, I think, to get the full effect. Can I just wear a headband or something? A tiger-striped headband with ears? I don't know.
It'd be a little confusing to the crowd, but...
Fuck them. I'm there for me.
I think it's true.
Oh, that's true. That's absolutely true. I mean, every movie, it seems like someone's smashing through a window.
Yeah.
I just want to have a situation where I'm like, I got to go through. There's no way around. You got to go through. Be great.
Okay.
All right.
So you did have a blog recently about
breaking
people busting
through
banners, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you did talk
about
it. It
seemed like it resonated.
Yeah, that it's kind of in the same vein.
Right.
I think I was probably thinking about this and then thought about that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right. My number 9 is swim in every ocean.
Pee in every ocean?
Well, that's what goes without saying.
Always with the pee. Swim in every ocean.
The ocean is just a giant toilet.
I don't know. Do you swim? Are you a swimmer?
Well, I'm not saying I want to like
be in
swim the English Channel or in, like be in the Olympics or break records, but
you don't need to feel
doggy
something.
Paddle or tread water or
ankle deep at least
or splash around.
Yeah, all right. You should do that.
That's true.
I don't see you getting in the Indian Ocean.
Ugh.
Why?
You seen Slumdog Millionaire?
That's not the ocean, is it?
It's
that's
a Ganges River.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the outhouse.
Yeah.
They fell in.
But where you don't want to travel anywhere that touches the Indian Ocean.
Oh, that's true. Where are you going to go? You don't want to go to China.
Maybe Western Australia, but I think that's the dead side.
Maybe you could get a seaplane to just land on the ocean and then get in and then get back.
Well, I still want to.
Okay.
And maybe I'll go, you know,
tough
like,
it out.
You know, like sometimes when you're in Spain, you take a day trip to Morocco.
Sure.
I don't want to go to Africa, but I might do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to go to Africa. Well, I did go to
yeah.
Africa.
Yeah.
It's kind of an accident.
Right.
Never thought
stupid
I'd be
brother.
In Africa. I know. Of all the continents.
Oh, Ian.
I always thought if I wanted to visit all the continents, that or Antarctica would be the sticking point. Because I was like, what am I going to do in Africa?
Right.
Safari.
Mm-mm. I don't like animals. And I don't like jeeps.
Okay.
That's out.
All right, then. Well,
but yeah, we could talk you into going to South Africa.
Yeah, I would go to that. There's this, it's an old manor house. And it's in Nairobi, and it's called, it's like
Kenya.
Draft.
Kenya.
Nairobi.
Kenya.
It's Kenya now?
Nairobi, Kenya.
What?
I don't know. It's specifically Nairobi. I'm not going anywhere else in fucking Kenya. Just Nairobi.
Just this
that,
house?
This old manor house. It's like a giraffe sanctuary, and the giraffes, like, they've, because they're pretty familiarized with people and stuff, they like stick their heads in the windows of the upper stories and stuff.
Oh, that's horrifying.
No, it's wonderful.
Wake up.
Giraffe head.
Wake up.
Taking the bed sheets off you. That's awful.
No, it's wonderful. I love giraffes.
That'd be like if you, you know, you're at home
that
and
is
you're
my
having
only
sex and the dog is in the room times 1,000. To have a giraffe head that could
we
just
have
appear.
A dog, so it's kind of one of those things you don't even notice
but
anymore
don't
after
have
a while.
A giraffe.
But I would love a giraffe.
Okay. I don't know. That'd be tough. But it's your
but
dream.
You don't
this
like animals.
I mean, I don't want a giraffe in my bedroom, really.
I don't think that they come in the bedroom. They come in like the common area, like where you go to eat because they have
like
their
to
food.
Ride a giraffe. Like it's galloping.
I just slide right up the back.
Saddle a giraffe. Saddle a horse, you can saddle a giraffe. I'm not on his neck. I'm on his back. This could work.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm going to need to see a picture of a giraffe. All right. Matt?
Let's attend the LA Podcast Festival.
I would
that's
hope
true.
That's real. We're on a podcast
that's the
right
one
now.
That's the one I want my chip in to start for. But my like podcast blog hasn't taken off the way I thought it would.
So you could go there and cover the event?
Yes.
News style?
Maybe.
That would be a pretty good idea. Somebody should go to this festival of podcasts. You don't think so?
I know. I'm like smushing my face in the thing.
Everybody does that when they start to get fatigued. They just mash their nose into Alec will sit across and just put rest his whole face on there. And I'm like, okay, you're done
oh,
then?
Is Alex sweat on here?
Albertson whiskey.
Yeah. It has that effect where you just want to sort of smash your nose and go to bed. Well, should we all do one more then?
I only have one left. So
oh, great.
I think we're at 10 then. If
all right, I'll do one more.
Okay.
I would like to someday grow a beard.
I hear you.
Yeah, right?
I think that's like true, but
yeah.
In a wishful dreaming kind of way.
Well, yeah, it's not really up to me. But it would still be nice.
Right?
Yeah.
So true.
I did my tester the other last week. And
it was very patchy.
Beard watch?
Beard watch, that's what you called it. Yeah.
Yeah, I do a beard watch every year.
This part
just
under my chin
case.
Is starting to fill in. So that's
my neck beard's pretty nice. Yeah, the sides are shitty. The sideburns are non-existent. The mustache is molestery. Soul patch I could probably do, and the rest is shit.
I used to wear like a goatee, and I look at pictures of myself wearing it now, and I'm like, why? Why did I do that?
Yeah.
She said it doesn't look that bad, but it seems to look bad to me.
I don't remember you in a goatee. I don't know if I knew you when you had a goatee.
I'm sure you did.
I'm sure you did.
can't even picture it.
He's had one since we were dating. Like, I mean,
a year
probably
ago.
Then.
Like a year ago.
I can't even. It's like
we'll find a picture for you.
It's like when someone doesn't wear glasses and they wear glasses, and then you can't imagine what they look like without glasses anymore.
Yeah.
When somebody wears glasses and they take their glasses off and they've got a glasses spot on their nose.
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
That has nothing to do with it.
But it's another important factor.
You've been wearing glasses for a long time.
Nice glasses you had on. Four eyes, now two eyes.
Oh. All
right, you guys got one more?
My last one is live in a foreign country.
Live? Permanent?
Well, no, but...
For
long term.
Years.
Oh, okay.
For some period of time that it would count as, you know, residing there.
I'm going to say yes, because your foreign country stuff is very... Well, but you got a lot of family stuff, too. You miss your family.
It's true. It's real.
It's real?
Yeah. Hmm. Do you remember at the beginning when I said that there were only two fakes?
Yeah, but I wasn't really keeping track.
And you already guessed those?
I did. That's true. So, well, which country would you live in?
Probably a Western European...
Scotland,
probably Ireland. English speaking. Yeah. I think London would be pretty cool to live in.
It'd probably be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we all would like to live somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Timnath.
Old Town Timnath, if you can get it, if you're lucky.
If you're
damn
lucky.
It, I want to go on a field trip now.
Timnath.
I'm so curious. And eat some bull balls.
Definitely.
Ugh.
That's Severance.
I know. Well, he said Severance.
All right, Matt, finish us off.
Read the story of Rumpelstiltskin.
That's based on watching my fucking show.
That really brought us back around. Rumpelstiltskin.
I can give you a shortened version right now if you'd like.
Please.
No, I need to read it.
Oh.
The only thing I know about it is one day when I was in middle school, one of the older boys who is like my best friend was pulling
like
up his...
somewhere pervy.
Pulling up his shirt over his belly and rubbing his belly and saying, Rumpelstiltskin, Rumpelstiltskin.
What the fuck?
And then the teacher of the class.
How old were you?
It's like sixth grade. He was like seventh. And the teacher of the class said,
teenage boys,
you need to stop or I'll make you teach it. And it
make
still makes no sense to me at all what that meant.
Nothing that happened in that story made any sense.
I was going to say, I felt
not
like...
Not what the kid was doing, not what the teacher said.
Before you told the story, I thought I knew what Rumpelstiltskin was, but now I'm not sure. I'm not as confident that I... Because I thought it was like a troll who made gold and...
It was a fairy tale.
Stole a baby.
Now it's starting
shit.
To sound familiar.
Starts out with... there's a girl, and she's really good at weaving... And there's a greedy king, and he, like, locks her up and tells her she has to, like, spin straw into gold because she's good at, like, but she can't do that. She's not magic.
Yeah, these fairy tales are bullshit. You need to
but
make
then,
this into
so
gold.
Then she's
like, I can't do that. That's
so
not
then
a
she's
thing
like,
that happens.
She's, like, crying, and so then Rumpelstiltskin, who's some little magical impish being, comes and offers to do it for her for 3 nights or whatever and give her a bunch of gold in exchange for, I think this is when we're in like exchange for her firstborn or something.
Uh-huh. That's how I remember it.
Yeah.
There's something that involves guessing his name too.
But she finds out or he tells her that she can only get out of it if she finds out his name.
Yeah.
And then she learns that he like... Or she overhears something somewhere, and then she's
like...
Like
he says it in his sleep or something like that.
No,
and
like,
a friendly mouse tells her some shit like
right,
that.
Right, and then she's... Or he's like in the woods gloating about it, and she sneaks up on him and hears him... She'll never find out that it's Rumpelstiltskin! And then so then she calls
what
it...
What a dumb, dumb bastard.
The girl marries the prince, and they live happily ever after.
Why would you yell your one secret
where
at the stars?
Where does the prince come from? They just have princes. That's how these fairy tales are.
So maybe it was... Yeah, and then the prince showed up also.
Well, it was. I think it was. Something
you're back
the
awake
king,
or alive or something.
Or, no, the king takes her because her father tells the king that she can do this, that she can make straw into
he's
gold.
He's making promises,
right?
Writing checks that her ass can't cash,
right? And I don't remember why. Like, if there's some threat over his head, or he, I don't know exactly. But the king has a son. There's, you know, that's where the prince.
I see. I feel like this guy who gave his daughter away and was like, she can make gold out of straw. And then the king, what's he going to be pissed?
Well, and I'm just like, You can't spin straw.
And if I was,
I mean, you can't use a spinning wheel to, I mean, that wouldn't go through it, I don't think. It wouldn't work.
Well, and if I was the king and I got swindled so thoroughly, I'd be like, I'm not even going to take her back. That's too fucking embarrassing. What am I going to do? Be like, you told me that she could turn straw into gold. I'd be like, yeah. That's obviously idiotic. I mean, that'd be like if
you're a moron.
It'd be like king. If I gave away a girl today, my daughter, to a king and was like, she can make a plasma TV.
Out of nothing.
Out of whatever they're
out
made
of. Dust
of.
Bunnies.
I don't even know. Yeah,
out of dust bunnies.
She can make one a day. That's not going to happen. And if you fall for that, you're a fool.
Right.
How do these people even get to be king? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
No one says, like, this king, real fucking idiot. Real
they're
piece of shit.
Just the son of the king before.
That's yeah. true.
That's the problem.
He's no
there's
his
no,
father.
There's
that's
no vetting
he's
process.
He's no his father.
Yeah. Just, oh, no, firstborn. Here we go.
There's no voting based on who I almost get hit by in my car. That's the real problem, I think. Well, what do you think? Do we do it?
I think so.
Do you guys feel bucket listed?
I do feel bucket listed.
Everyone knows us so well now.
They do.
You put the song back on?
Okay.
Thank you guys for coming.
No problem.
Sure.
Anytime. Where can people find you online if that's what you want them to do?
You can find Matt at progressivegrown.tumblr.com.
Progressivegrown.tumblr.com.
Mm-hmm. Hardluckmaddie at hardluckmaddie at Twitter. No.
No,
that's changed.
No, that's changed long ago.
See, I can't even keep up with all this
just
shit.
Just go to progressivegrown.com. That can get you anywhere.
Progressivegrown.com? Oh.
Yep.
Tumblr.
You have the whole domain.
.com.
Awesome. And that'll lead you to where you need to go?
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Okay, do that, guys. Progressivegrown.com.
I need to set it up, but yeah.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Well,
are
I mean,
you
this
promises?
Won't premiere for a few days. You've got some time. And if it's not there yet,
I'll
just go
to wherever. It will just bounce to my Tumblr page.
You'll figure it out, guys. You're listening to this. You're obviously smart.
Go to helpfulsnowman.com.
Yeah, go there.
Fine reading.
Sure. All kinds of shit on there about me breaking through banners. Very educational.
Go back in the archives and read about Dum Dum.
Yeah, find Dum Dum if you really want to know. All right. Thanks, everybody.
From the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. All the North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to wipe and lay. But I ain't gonna turn it back to live that old life.